There's a focus on Christmas, and yet the real question here is, why did Christ come? You see, what is this all about? What is this all about that where Muslims and Hindus and others around the world would want to celebrate a certain day and have all types of things that related to it, but what is Christmas really all about? And so the Bible tells us, and tells us very clearly. And so I want to look at several verses here in the Scripture. And the first one I want to consider is a very summary verse in Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Luke 19, verse 10, it tells us why the Lord Jesus Christ came. And it tells us why the world, after 2,000 years, still focuses on the name Christ in Christmas, and the person of Christ and His birth, and so on. But the world, I believe, does not understand really the reason for the Lord coming, and we find that in Luke chapter 19, verse 10. The Scripture says here, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Think of that. Here we know why the Son of Man came. Who's the Son of Man? Well, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. We realize that. We know that. The Bible teaches that very clearly. He's the Son of Man. So being the Son of Man, this means that He was born into humanity, and He was through the virgin birth. So many of us are understanding of the virgin birth, as predicted in Isaiah 7:14. And so the Bible tells us God was manifest in the flesh. So God became flesh through the virgin birth, and through the virgin birth, the Lord received a body from the Holy Spirit working in the Virgin Mary and producing a body. And through this, the Lord Jesus Christ was born without a sinful nature. So He became man, but He didn't have a sinful nature. We are part of mankind, but we have a sinful nature. And so there's a big difference. And that's what the purpose of the virgin birth was, to sidestep the old nature that comes through Adam, and that we all have. And so the Lord had a body, but it was sinless. The Bible tells us it was holy. And so we see that God was manifest in the flesh. And why did the Lord come then? Why did the Son of Man come? Well, Scripture says the Son of Man is come. So His first coming has to do with the incarnation, God in the flesh. The Son of Man is come. But we find out two purposes for which the Son of Man came. Two purposes. First of all, Scripture says to seek. The Son of Man has come to seek. He has come to seek, and then He's come to save. Seeking to save that which was lost. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. This means that the world needs a Savior. And if the world needs a Savior, this means that the world is sinful. And sinners are the ones that need a Savior. Sinners are ones who are lost and on their way to hell. And so sinners need to be saved. So the Son of Man has come to seek and to save. And so He seeks out the repentant sinner, and He saves the repentant sinner. That was me one time back there in 1969. I realized I was a sinner. I was under conviction of sin. I knew I was lost and on my way to hell, and the Lord began to convict me. And as I cried out to Him in repentance of sin and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, a change happened in my life. I was converted. I was saved. I was regenerated. And so He came and He found me. I was lost. I was religious but lost. And He came, and He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And so this is the purpose for Christmas. This is why Christ came. He came to seek and to save the lost. Now, who are the lost? Lost are those that are sinners. Lost are those who need a Savior. Christ is the Savior of all mankind, especially those that believe, the Scripture tells us. So He died for all, but all must trust Him for salvation. And so we find out why the Son of Man came. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. So you're in the category of either being lost or saved. Which is it? But right now, you're either lost or saved. And if you're lost, there's good hope. There's hope. He came to seek and to save you that are lost. And if you're saved, you can rejoice in that. You can rejoice that one time you were lost, but now you're saved. You were lost, but now you are saved. You see, the Apostle Paul says something along the same lines in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Apostle Paul, many people know him. Many people have been named Paul after the Apostle Paul and so on. But the scripture here says, and this is his statement, he says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus is come into the world, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And so you see, a man named Saul of Tarsus one time persecuted the Christians in Jerusalem. He wanted to kill, and he did kill the Christians in Jerusalem. Saul of Tarsus, but somewhere along the line on the Damascus Road, he came under conviction. The Lord dealt with him, and he was saved. He was lost, and then he became saved. Now we call him Saint Paul. We call him the Apostle Paul. Of course, anyone who's ever trusted Christ is a saint.
Right.
And so he was the chief of sinners, he says. This man who became the apostle to the Gentiles and evangelized a good part of the Roman world, at one time he was lost. And the Lord saved him, and now as a saved person, he used his life to reach the world. But notice his testimony here. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. He's saying, this is scripture, and everyone needs to accept this teaching. It's worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world. That's what Luke said. He came into the world to seek and to save. That he has come into the world to save sinners. Saul of Tarsus, now Apostle Paul, to save sinners. And he says, of whom I am chief. He realized he was the worst of sinners. He persecuted and killed Christians. He categorized himself as the worst of Christians, as the worst of sinners, and came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And so, his life was changed. You see, and so we need to come to the realization that the Savior has come, but the Savior coming means that there are people who need to be saved. I mean, why else does the Savior come but to save sinners? And so, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior. We are the sinners. We need His salvation. That's simple. That's direct. That's what the Bible teaches. That's what life is all about. Life is all about. You go through your whole life, and every December you're involved in Christmas and this and that and everything about Christmas and so on. But if you miss the salvation of the Savior, all of this will be the naught. This means nothing without Christ. Here's the focus of the world right now. The world is focusing upon a person named Jesus Christ, whether they know that or not. See, whether these Muslims in Jakarta or the Hindus in India, whether they know anything about Jesus Christ, they're using His name, they're focusing on this time of the year. But we have the biblical truth here, and we know who He is, what He's done, and we know that the Lord wants to save all mankind. He wants to save all Muslims. Did you know that? The Lord Jesus Christ wants to save all Hindus. Did you know that? But He wants to save all Americans who celebrate Christmas quite often in a very extravagant way, and yet without knowing Him. And so He wants to save sinners. Paul was not above saying, when he was a sinner under conviction, he was not above saying that he was a sinner. In fact, he says, to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Have you ever said that to the Lord? Lord, I am a sinner. I know I recognize, I deserve hell. I'm a sinner, I deserve hell. Have mercy on me. Forgive me of my sins. I'm asking you to save me. Have you ever done that? See, this is the Savior. The Savior wants to save sinners. Now, you might be saying, no, I've never done that. You know what? I've never done that because I'm really not that bad. Oh, I know people down the street, they're really bad. I mean, they are really bad. but I'm not that bad. I'm pretty good, but they're really bad. Yeah, they need the Savior. Yeah, I take this message to these really bad people, but me, I'm not that bad. Oh, I'm not perfect, but I'm not really that bad. No, you're either saved or lost. Either saved or lost. And this is what the Bible says, not what I say. It's not my evaluation of you. It's what the Bible says. The Bible indicates that you're either saved or lost, and you've either been changed from darkness to light, or you're still in spiritual darkness and you need a Savior. And so this is why the Lord came. This is why we want to focus with our children here on singing about these verses and singing about the coming of Christ and the incarnation and His birth and so on, for them to understand the purpose of why Christ came. He came to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul said that. He came to seek and to save those that are lost. You see, and so the Lord sent His Son. This is what Christmas is all about. He sent His Son to save sinners. One final passage here is in 2 Peter chapter 2, 3 rather, 2 Peter chapter 3. You see, the Lord here, through the Apostle Peter. Peter said this, 2 Peter 3, 9. He said, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." You know, the Lord's been long-suffering towards you and me. He's been long-suffering towards me in that He saved me before I died without Christ. And right now He's given you life. You've got breath. You've got breath to praise the Lord. But He's given you life. He's been long-suffering towards you. And maybe you're one of these that have never trusted the Lord. You're lost. And you're struggling right now of conviction of sin. See, the Lord's long-suffering. But how much longer will He be long-suffering towards you? You see, at some point, if you don't receive Christ before you die, it'll be too late. And you'll be in eternal misery. And so, but now's the time for salvation. Now's the time to cry out to the Lord. He's long-suffering to us, word where Scripture says, not willing that any should perish. The Lord doesn't want any to perish, but your only opportunity to avoid perishing in the next life is to take care of that in this life, and that's by receiving Christ as Savior. You can do that. You can do that by saying, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm worthless. I deserve hell. Have mercy on me. I'm asking You to save me, forgive me of my sins, save me, and receiving You as Savior." And He'll do it. He can do that right there where you're sitting. Amen. It's instantaneous. The issue is not with the Lord, it's with you. Will you repent of your sin, you see, and cry out to the Lord and trust Him? Will you do that or not? Because He gives you full responsibility to take care of this relationship with Him and receive Him as Savior. He died for your sins. There's nothing you can do. No works that you can do. It's already been done. That's the good news. It's been done on the cross. But you must receive Him today as Savior, having repented of your sins. So I trust that you will. If you have questions about this or you'd like to talk to any of us, we'd like you to talk to us after service. But this is what our focus here is. We appreciate the young people. They've had an effort to try to praise the Lord. They've had an effort to talk about verses that talk about the reason the Lord came. He came to seek and to save them that are lost. He came to save sinners, of whom I am chief, the Apostle Paul said. So we focused on that to help you see the importance of what Christmas really is about. And that is about you knowing the Savior and why He came. He came for you. He came for you to save you. All right, let's pray. Our Father, we thank Thee that we can focus on the Bible and what the Bible says about the Lord Jesus Christ and His incarnation. The purpose of His coming was not just to be an infant baby in a manger, not just to live a perfect life, not just to die on the cross, not just to be buried, but to die, to be buried and raised again. We thank Thee that He came to die, for our sins and be raised from the dead. I pray that You might help each one now to understand that Christ is the Savior of all mankind, especially those that believe. I pray You'll bring about conviction, speak to hearts. Pray that those without Christ may be saved today. I commit all this to Thee now. Pray that You'll bless in the remainder of the service, we ask, for we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.